VFW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Andrew, how you doing on this hump day?
Trying to keep sleeping.
How on?
I was struggling to get out of bed this morning. That's crazy. I'm going to run in the store real quick. I'll be right back. 73KO4CEF.
And 4TFW standing by.
CEF.
Did you get you a sausage biscuit?
That sounds good.
Hey, my DMR radio seemed to work pretty good yesterday.
Down the road?
Works until I get remotely close to the house.
Near the house where you start losing the repeater.
It's intermittent.
I'm with the one on that's listed as being in Greenville on Caesar's Head.
Can't help you on that one.
Didn't even think about it. I brought the radio yesterday and then I didn't bring it today, so.
Send it out. Richard's supposed to send another code plug today and that, plug into it. I got to make a couple of changes, set up a couple of different hotkeys, and move a couple of things to make it easier to get to, especially when you're riding down the road.
I had to add a couple channels back to mine because I mostly had it on DMR stuff, and I'm like, you know, I may actually use it to go to work in the morning, because I mean, it's got Caesar's Head programmed into it. I just didn't have it in my home zone.
Better than like Andrew or Patrick said, put a zone called favorites and put the ones that you use the most right there where they're easy to get to.
I've got a home zone and it's got everything that I can hit locally, and then I've got whatever other zones I want that I have stuff in. Right now, like I said, I gutted in, so it's just Myrtle Beach, and I think I may have one for Greenville, and that probably it.
Good plug that Richard was working on. It's got everything. It's got the countries and it's got a lot of the counties in South Carolina and you name it, it's probably got it.
Kind of the way mine started, because I got it off the SC Heart website, so it had everything there. Now, I did find out recently that there's some of those frequencies that changed since that code plug was made, which there's no telling how many years old it was, but I ended up just gutting the whole thing and just, I still got all the channels programmed in, you know, with the frequencies. Well, I gutted a lot of those too. So, you know, I have one like down in Aiken or, you know, some oddball county that I'm probably not going to ride through, so I just took a lot of that out.
And I got mine opened up where it'll also work on, T20 and GMRS.
HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
4TFW.
Told me yesterday that, I think he was telling me there was a group that has a spot on Ferris Mountain. He was looking in the, seeing what it would take to get a Brandmeister repeater put up there.
He sent me an email about it last night. I looked at it this morning. I just seen it. But if you'll text me your email address, Andrew, I'll forward it to you. I don't know that I got it. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's pretty curious. I mean, I told him, I think we need a Brandmeister around here. I mean, we've got good DMR coverage, but we need that Brandmeister just so you can have the different talk groups.
It seems like most of the ones right there local are not on the Brandmeister.
Brandmeister works out, if you had a connection to the Brandmeister repeater, you basically would really need the hotspot.
Like I said, I'm still learning it and everything. If there was one local, it'd be nice, but yeah, haven't found that one yet.
A shot, but that the one in Hendersonville on Barrel Wallow, it's a Brandmeister.
setting up a code plug with all the North Carolina ones. So once I get it loaded in there, I'll have to try to see if I can hit it.
Yeah, I was getting somewhere yesterday. My local emergency comms, or whatever you want to call it, is coming along slowly.
Did a part of the highway there between 129 and 29 where they spilled all that dye?
I just jumped on 85, so I'm curious to see what it looks like.
An hour and a half to get home.
Yesterday, Lloyd was stuck in the traffic. I was talking to him through it. He was trying to make it home to the Zoom meeting for the general class.
Got the wife to agree to take the tech class. After Gary gets done with it and puts it online, she's going to go watch it then. She can't do Wednesday night.
The same with my wife and kids. See if they want to sit down and try to watch the YouTube videos.
Pushing out on TV. Damn, it's nothing there to watch.
Kids started school yesterday. I mean, like, getting up, doing it early. And it was funny because all of them were so tired before 10 o'clock last night. Finally, everybody want to go to bed at decent time. Bed as early as 10, but I was only a couple hours behind.
An extra hour in the morning.
A couple extra more.
Today, when I knew there was that back up on 85 when I left work, so I went down 29 and I only come across about 10 wrecks on the way home.
On that side of town yesterday.
Because, I mean, northbound was backed up yesterday as well. And so I just, you know, my wife told me about the traffic, so I checked it. Ended up going Highway 292 home. And then that listening to Lloyd sitting in traffic, I was just glad I made a different choice.
85 yesterday, but I didn't see any traffic problems.
85, what, about 8 o'clock?
I was making my way over to Duncan from Augusta Road. I don't know, about 3 o'clock.
Spill happened about 12:30, but it was all on the southbound side. One time I looked at it, it was stopped from 29 all the way up past 585.
But I think Lloyd said he was standstill traffic at one point. It wasn't moving at all.
That dire, whatever it was, covered a couple of cars on the road, too.
Side road going to my house. Susan turned on it and just rode up it, but she didn't realize they had just painted the yellow dotted lines on there, man. She got yellow paint all over the side of her Jeep. Like they never got it off.
To the other repeater, KO4HX.
And that always welcome. And that you, we got one guy that comes out of North Carolina, and there's a dead spot on his 610, so we switch over to the 285.
I'm also coming out of North Carolina every morning, and I think I know the dead spot you're talking about.
It really, really works really good. It's a nice repeater. Right at the state line on I-26. I think they call it White Oak.
Where that is. Yeah, that's nice and high, so it probably gets out pretty good.
So they monitor both frequencies. So I heard you call out about the time we left.
85 to the point where I can get into this repeater pretty well. I usually kind of lay low until I get to about 75, and then I'll start trying to get in here. There used to be a morning crew on 610 earlier than this. I used to commute much earlier in the morning, around 4:30, and Dave and a bunch of other guys, forget call signs, but Dave and this guy, and then I had one call, I can't remember it. It's been a long time, but yeah, I haven't heard those guys in a long time.
KK4NXV and Kim, KK4POT.
I think it was W4DJW, obviously I think everybody knows him, and then W1JE, I think it was another guy, I think, I forget his name, and a couple of others. This was years ago, though, so I don't know if those guys are still around very much.
But I used to go with the morning crew. I was a little bit early. Well, they're a little bit earlier now on that, so. But there's three or four of us still out here.
Morning crew, it helps pass the time. I have a pretty long commute. I commute down to 27 every day and live up in Shelby, North Carolina. So it's about an hour and 15 minutes each way I've got every day. And it's nice where there's some folks on here talking.
Long ride. You didn't get caught in all that traffic yesterday on 85, did you?
The dye all over the road. They were cleaning it up still. 85 South was still closed when I was driving home yesterday. But I got off work at 3 in the afternoon. And, you know, when I was driving north, it was definitely a parking lot on the southbound side for several miles while they still had it closed, cleaning up all that mess.
I get on up here to 80. And that right there where that construction starts. I saw that, so I went through 29 in Spartanburg, but man, it was terrible too.
All the backup routes got congested pretty quickly when they closed 85, because I think at one point they were making everybody get off of 85 at, like, somewhere north of where the wreck was, because they had 85 completely closed for a while.
I saw it on the MapQuest, and that showed it stopped, and then it was a break. Looked like everybody's getting off that 129, headed over towards Lyman.
Right, I think that's where they were doing it. So, yeah, I'm glad they got it cleaned up, though. It's, I just recently moved to Shelby, and I knew I was taking a gamble with the traffic, but I kind of arranged my working hours so that I would be, driving down before traffic got bad, and then, you know, driving back up before traffic got bad. So far, so good. This is my first week really commuting full-time. I only go into the office 3 days a week, so, I don't have to do it every single day. But this is my first full week, you know, making this commute, and it's not so bad.
Like I said, we're mostly on here from about 5:30 to about 6:15. One of them will still be on. He drives a tool truck, and that, so he's in and out.
I've been needing to get back on the radio a little bit, and with my move and everything, I've been off the air for a while because it's just taken a long time. I moved up from Seneca, South Carolina, so it's a bit of a haul, and just making trips back and forth all the time to bring stuff up, and finally starting to get unpacked, and need to get some radio antennas up, and get my ham station set back up again, but all in due time.
Do you have a DMR radio?
I have a D-Star radio, but I do not, and I think I also have a Fusion handheld in a box somewhere, but I don't have a D-Star or a DMR radio.
We're just getting into it. We just kind of got pretty much set up this week, and I've been trying out the Spartanburg PRN repeater some.
Haven't gotten too much into digital. Just something about it. I don't know. I guess the sort of robotic sound to it is sort of, I don't know. My brain doesn't like it, so it's hard for me to get into the digital side of it. But Fusion has a mode that the voice quality is a little better, but I can still hear all the digitalness of it, for lack of a better word. And I don't know. It's kind of irritating my brain for some reason, so I just haven't really gotten into the digital side of it yet.
Get started into it. Something new to learn, and that I do some traveling, so my daughter lives in Kentucky and that, so it'd be nice to be able to, you know, maybe talk to the guys back here.
One thing I did like about D-Star was, you know, the network-wide aspect of it, and being able to talk to somebody. A friend of mine and I did the whole experiment where we were both driving on a road trip with our campers, and you know, the radios would automatically find the closest D-Star repeater, and you know, with the call sign, you know, we each had each other's call sign programmed in, and it was completely seamless. Like, we never had to reprogram anything on the fly. We tuned into a new repeater, and the system automatically linked us back together again, and that was really cool. It was really nice, but again, just like the voice quality is just not there, and it makes it difficult to listen to. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun. And I love the networked aspect of it. So, I don't know, maybe someday there'll be some improvements to the voice quality that'll make it a little bit more, you know, a little bit more for the masses, I guess.
That I'm still in that learning mode. I know mine can do that roaming and switch towers and that, but haven't got that set up yet. Just now getting into it.
Business, fine business. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, ham radio is always, I've been a ham for 35 years now, and yeah, there's always been something new to play with. You know, whether it was, you know, when PSK came out, I got into that, and it was a lot of fun for a while. When FT8 came out, it was a lot of fun, and I got into it for a while. It's just always something new to play with, and that's something that I've always really enjoyed about the hobby. Right now, I'm trying to get my my girlfriend and her kids into it. Her older son's 13, and he's really interested in it, but with his school load, you know, it's hard for him to find time to study, but he is working on studying for his technician ticket, and the XYL is as well. So hopefully we'll have a few more people in the house that are hams pretty soon.
Yeah, I've only been in it about 3 years now. And that, yeah, there's a young person, I think he's about 12 or 13, Alexander, just got his ticket about 6 or 8 months ago. He's on the air quite frequently in the late afternoons after he does his schoolwork.
JKT. Yeah, that's good. I was 12 when I got my ticket. My 8th grade math teacher had a ham set in the back of his room, and I was curious about it, so the rest is history. But yeah, it's kind of amazing, you know, her elder son, you know, I sit down and look at what they're giving him for homework, and, you know, it's so much work that they give him these days that I'm surprised they have, you know, time to really do anything else other than schoolwork. But he's a smart kid, and he's really into it, so hopefully he'll be able to find some time and get his ticket sometime this year, and you know, I have an extra radio for him, and you know, hopefully he'll just get it together and enjoy it.
You need to get some new people in on the hobby. I know I really enjoy it. I did it, you know, to keep me busy when I retire in a few more years, and then you know, just, you know, something to do if you get to where you can't get out, disabled. I know during COVID had a lot of HF time, and so it really is nice.
There was sort of an uptick in the number of people getting their tickets during COVID, just because people were looking for something to do, and you know, the radio obviously let them, you know, have some fun talking to each other and stuff. But I think the number of hams in the U.S. is pretty consistently increasing. But there's definitely a gap in the younger ages, you know, just trying to get kids involved in it. And, you know, I don't know what the answer to that is because, you know, the schools are getting more and more demanding, and that makes it hard. But, yeah, just finding something to engage a generation of, that has smartphones is kind of difficult, you know what I mean?
They're glued to those phones. They'll be hosed if something never happens to the phones. Well, I am rolling down the gate here to the plant. So, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, come back and join us any morning. Like I said, we're on here from about 5:30 to about 6:15. If you don't catch us over here on 610, try the 147-285. Enjoyed it. 7-3,
KN4. I'm talking this morning, too. Hopefully I'll be in here a little bit more often. This is W2JKT Mobile Listening.